Just as in Pennsylvania, some landowners and activists in other states are concerned about the environmental impacts of drilling natural gas from shale. The drilling boom could spur new gas pipelines across Ohio. There have been three proposals to build new pipelines throughout the state recently. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant takes a look at the efforts of one company to build its pipeline.
The company Kinder Morgan has applied to the state of Ohio to build a 240-mile pipeline. It would run from West Virginia under the Ohio River across Ohio and connect to an already existing pipeline in the northwest corner of the state.
This whole project is about the Marcellus Shale.
Alan Foer is spokesman for Kinder Morgan, a Houston-based energy transport company. He says because there's so much more drilling into the Marcellus Shale bedrock in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio, there's a need to process the additional natural gas. That process leaves behind some byproducts.
Propane, ethane, butane, those are the byproducts of natural gas.
And that's the stuff that's going to be headed through this new pipeline, dubbed the Marcellus Shale Lateral. Foer says it's often burned off and wasted. Instead, Kinder Morgan plans to transport it to refineries that can use it. It will be in liquid form under high pressure. But Foer says they don't know exactly which fuel will be rushing through the 16-inch pipeline.
The product in this pipeline is not finally determined. That, again, is part of our arrangement with our shippers and what exactly they need to ship and where they need to ship it.
This has pipeline safety advocates concerned. Carl Weimer is executive director of the Pipeline Safety Trust. He says the pipeline being proposed by Kinder Morgan through Ohio is not a usual pipeline because it will be transporting liquid propane and ethane, which are heavier gas liquids.
Regular natural gas, if a pipeline breaks, the gas tends to dissipate up into the air. Some of those heavier gas liquids can form a cloud that clings to the ground and almost flows like water along the ground until they find an ignition source. So some of those things are kind of scary.
Have you ever heard of a leak of one of these types of pipelines?
Yeah, there's been a few different pipeline disasters. There was a big one in Texas. It was one of those types of gases where the gas, flowed along and two teenagers in a truck tried to drive through the gas cloud and their truck ignited it and killed the two of them.
Kinder Morgan says it will use the safest technologies available to prevent pipeline breaks. But environmentalists say there are other reasons to be concerned. Deborah Goldberg is an attorney specializing in pipeline issues for Earth Justice, a nonprofit law firm. She sees the need for new energy sources, such as natural gas drilling and transport.
My concerns about all of these pipeline projects is that they're driven by the industry's interest in profits and not by the country's need for energy.
Goldberg says pipelines have a big environmental impact to the water, the air, and the quality of life in communities.
The pipelines themselves require clearance of huge amounts of land. And you cannot plant trees on top of a pipeline corridor. So if you fragment your forest to build the pipeline, you fragment your forest virtually forever.
Kinder Morgan's proposed pipeline through Ohio would cross 334 streams, including three state scenic rivers, and it would go through 11 high-quality wetlands. The pipeline would also run near Oak Openings Preserve, a Toledo metro park. The park is a release site for the endangered Karner blue butterfly. It's also home to 180 rare species of plants, including dotted horsemint, which is considered endangered in Ohio. Here's Kinder Morgan's Alan Foer.
We're certainly sensitive to the Oak Openings area, and our environmental consultant is working on how best to construct and route in that area that's going to have the least impacts or potentially alternatives.
The Ohio Power Siting Board will decide whether to permit the new pipeline. The board has asked Kinder Morgan to propose an alternate route. Foer says the Marcellus Lateral will benefit the state's economic development. He says the $550 million pipeline will create 2,500 construction jobs up front. Plus, he says there are longer-term benefits.
These pipelines that pass through the state do provide a temporary economic impact through construction jobs and economic activity in these states, but it also provides a new transportation system and product in that state that may in the future be utilized in many ways.
Foer says some companies in Ohio or Pennsylvania may want to have access to the state's pipelines. Kinder Morgan recently completed the Rockies Express natural gas pipeline. It runs from Colorado to eastern Ohio. But many people were not pleased with the development. The company reportedly sued the owners of 77 properties across Ohio to take their land by eminent domain for the project. Gary Carter has been working with landowners who don't want that to happen with the Marcellus Lateral. Carter successfully fought a pipeline on his own farm once.
But it took us a lot of court dates in 7 years.
Now landowners in the path of the proposed new pipeline are starting to organize against both drilling and pipelines. At a meeting about gas drilling, Carter wears a black ball cap with the words Vietnam Vet in yellow. He has advice for the landowners regarding the pipeline, too.
They said he's going to hire one lawyer, one law firm. I says, well, that's a start, but you need six. You need to have a lot of lawsuits. You got to sue them and keep them in court for as long as it takes.
Environmental groups around the Midwest say pipelines are an important issue, but they're largely focused on educating landowners in hopes of stopping them from signing drilling leases. If the company can't drill for gas, they say there might not be a need for the pipelines. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.